This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, y'all? I just want to let you know this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We're going to give you some more information about them later on in the episode, but for now, enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Marriage Be Hard Conversations. I am Kev on stage. My lovely wife is traveling today, but we couldn't reschedule Corey and Nell. Big friend of the pods. I feel like we done known Corey and Nell probably about 5 years, I reckon. I do believe.
Thank you.
I feel like it's even longer because y'all went to the old house.
Y'all
came to the old house. That's pre-pandemic.
Hey, you know how I know you right? Because Eli was literally 2-3 months old.
Yeah, how old is he now?
He gonna be 5 this year.
He gonna be 5. And I knew y'all before y'all even had the baby.
Yo, Kev, that's wild.
I'm telling you, I've been realizing this more and more. The pandemic has messed with the space-time continuum. There's a good 2-year period that we don't even acknowledge. We feel like it was a couple months. 2020 was a full year. 2021 was a full year. We don't count them like that.
Hey, I just kind of started counting 2022. I really don't even count 2022 like that. I think in the back of our mind, we're still thinking that something is going to reset.
Yes.
Like we think something is going to reset.
We need a mission accomplished flag, something that says this is, it's never really over. It just became an endemic. People just get sick differently or less and less. But we need to, like, when is it, like, is there a sign? Is there a party?
Are we done? Like, do we have a graduation?
How do we commence this?
How do we commence this? Because I just got a regular cold last week. And I was very happy that it was just regular, you know, snot nose and a little cough for a week.
Everybody's still like, I had a little something the last week. And my mama, first thing she said, you want to get tested? That's it.
Hey, but you know what? It's a certain age group, because I was sick for like a week or so and didn't think twice about it. And somebody was like, hey, you think it might be? And I was like, I don't know.
We bought a whole bunch of COVID tests for production and we didn't need them. So I took one. The thing was like, boy, it just told me, you regular sick, Kev. It ain't nothing but a little snot nose. Now go and sit down.
But to your point, my sister asked me the other day how long we've been married, and I was like, oh, we've been married like 7 going on 8 years. And she was like, I was like, yeah. And she was like, no. I was like, yeah. She's like, no, you've been married almost not going on 9 years, almost 10 years. I'm like, hey, it's 2 years and that I just legit don't count because of the pandemic.
I'm a blur. It happened, some other stuff happened, and just, we don't know. So reference point now. Oh, man, I've probably been in 2020.
Right. Hey, we here now, though.
Here. So we have Corey and Linnell Grant. If you don't know them, that is a surprise. But Corey and Nell, can y'all explain yourselves, introduce yourself as if people are seeing you for the first time?
Hey.
Who are we?
Hey, you know what I would say? Cool. I would say we are regular people. That a few people know. That's exactly how
I'm talking about humble.
That's exactly how I would describe myself. A regular person that a couple people know.
A regular.
Hey, and you know what I'm saying? We be doing a little bit of everything. Corey is the real estate guy. My man out here doing Airbnbs, doing real estate, doing anything that got to do with land and houses.
We in one now.
Hey, what's up?
Check out my little wall.
Y'all got a little texture behind you, Corey.
I don't ever know how much I can gas, so I be trying to just go like medium gas with Corey, because like I don't be knowing like what's okay and what's not. Hey, my boo out here getting to it. My boo out here getting to it. He putting us on the map. Single handed.
You know, we out here.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, sometimes I rap, sometimes I make beats, sometimes I talk, sometimes I make series. Like,
they say you used to hoop now. That's what the people say.
Hey, what's up? Don't play with me. Hey, don't play with me.
Hey, Nell used to hoop, right? Nell's that, she's that woman in the gym that you'd be like, hey, man, let off the gas or I'm going to be fighting everybody in here. Get off the gas.
Hey, Kev, you know what? And I don't know if we're going to talk about stuff like this later. But when me and Corey first got together, I was extremely aggressive. And I didn't see nothing wrong with it. Like, Corey really had to tell me, hey, like, you be doing too much. And I was like, oh, you trying to muzzle me? You trying to quiet me? Oh, if I was a dude, yeah, you wouldn't have no problem with it. You know what I'm saying? Praise God for growth.
Praise God. Corey used to play football too for TCU. Shout out to y'all, Corey. I was rooting for you. I really was. You know,
don't root for me. I wasn't in the national championship. I won the Rose Bowl. Part of the team that won. We went 13-0 and we capitalized on the final game. Now, shout out to all the TCU pros there now. But
you don't know nothing about that? We won our game. Every time we lined up.
I'm not disowned. I'm a frog, but it don't hurt like it hurt you.
So, for those who don't know, what is y'all love story? And we like for each person to explain it their own version. So whoever y'all wants to go first, tell us how y'all met. What was that? What was that like?
Ladies first,
girl.
All right, listen. Me and Corey met in the club. All right, so we both went to school out in the DFW area. I went to UTA, Texas Arlington. He went to TCU. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the DFW area, you go to Dallas, the club. You know what I'm saying? Like, you stay in Arlington and Fort Worth to hang out, but you go to Dallas, the club. Mind you, me and Corey then went to high school, middle school, and elementary together. Ain't never said two words to each other. Because that's, you know what I'm saying, how big our schools are. Yeah, like,
really?
Little known fact. Yes.
High school, elementary?
Middle school, all of them.
And never spoke to each other.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. Dang. Kev, you got a little following. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear nobody tell me. I ain't gonna lie to you. So, I got two memories of Corey in high school. The first one was I used to play softball with his high school girlfriend. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'll just say it like that.
I'll
just say that I remember being like, oh, Buddy is a buster. Oh. He must be a buster. You need to let him go. Can you imagine? Can you imagine me telling her to let him go? Only to end up with him.
God in heaven talking about, if you only knew.
Second memory I got of Corey in high school. Only two. You know what I'm saying? I played varsity basketball, so we was going over to watch.
Hey, why you had to say varsity? I got you. Keep going.
I played varsity basketball, so we went over to watch the boys. You see this big old freight train dude coming down the court, handling the ball. Boom, boom, boom. And he pulled up at the free throw line. I mean, I was like, hey, yo, he needs to be on somebody's football field. Like, that's a lot.
Hey, I was in the sophomore. You know they get the sophomores. I was on a sophomore team. They give me the little hand-me-down jersey. So I'm out here. I'm a varsity football player, so muscled out. The Daisy Duke shorts. I'm talking about the thing that's showing everything up front.
I was like, oh, he's about to come up out of that jersey.
Put some respect on my name, man. I'm good.
He need to be on the football. Hey, legit, only two memories of Corey Grant in high school. So, man, fast forward. We out in the club for my homie's birthday, man. And I see him in the club, and I'm like, hey, I think I went to school with him. I'm like, hold up. I'll be right back. And so I'm like, hey, Corey Grant, right? And hey, my man feeling it. You usually like to take over at this point.
He said he wanted your side.
My man feeling himself. He like, oh, oh, what's up?
Let me see it again.
What's up? And I'm like, yeah, you went to Elsick, right? And he like, yeah. He said, oh, you used to have braces. Oh, Corey, you was feeling yourself, Corey. You was in a...
I want it all.
And so at this point, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? He in a different kind of space. He feeling himself. At most, like, we might be able to kick it, but, like, I don't know if anything is going to, like, come of this. Because my man is really feeling himself. Dude took my hand, spent me around, and said, my. You sure have grown.
Oh no, you didn't, Corey.
I'm a big dude. When I go to the department store to get some clothes, I gotta try them on. I gotta see what I'm working with.
Hey,
Ken, you know what I'm saying?
Meanwhile, hey, This is who I'm upset at. I'm upset at me because why would I do the spin? Why would I? I held his hand. I like spun around like, hey, what is happening? And because we came from the same place, had a lot of mutual friends, and you know, I did think he was handsome. I didn't feel the need to give a fake number. And you know what I'm saying? That's how I started.
Great story, man.
All right, Corey, what's your version? What you want to correct?
No. I'm gonna let whatever is in her head stay in her head the way it is. I just want to hit the people with the reality of the facts.
Which are,
yes, you seen me in high school. We ain't know each other. I knew you had. I said you used to have braces and you used to have the puff balls.
I don't feel like that's a necessary like.
Her nickname was Queen Puff.
Lady Rage. Lady of Rage? You was walking rough and tough?
Yeah. All that. Anyways, so yeah, we went to school. We lived down the street from each other. People don't know that our birthdays are within 6 days from each other. Her birthday is actually tomorrow.
Hey, happy birthday now.
Mine is on the 9th. So all of these different factors. And then she happened to be in school about 15 miles away from where my school was.
Yeah.
Arlington is like in the middle of Dallas and Fort Worth. And I was at TCU. Nonetheless, the night we was at the club, yes, your boy was feeling real, real good. I had just performed for the NFL scouts at our school. So I blew it out the water. So I said, I called my homie, I said, hey, I'ma holler at anything walking across my face tonight. Anything. I'm shooting. So she can tell you, she seen me, she probably seen me and watched me for a second. But she said I probably had 2 drinks in my hand. I just shot at the lady that was bringing the drinks. I shot at the people in the booth. Hey, I was doing all that. Anyways.
This is what I'll say.
Hold on. You have a chance. Then, you ever seen Kev? You seen that Martin episode?
Yeah.
With Gina floats.
Boy, okay.
With Gina floats to Martin. He's like, hey, baby. You know, baby. You know what I'm saying? I want to be your brother, your mother, your father, your sister. That's how she floated. I don't know
now.
How she got to spot and she was in another spot.
They said you was floating now?
Hey, listen, and I, like, part of me really want to, like, maintain any cool points that I have, but I did see my man and was like, hey, I think I went to school with him, but it wasn't like some, oh, I'm finna go holler at him. It was, I think I went to school with him, I might know him, like, let's go, you know what I'm saying, see, like, if we could, like, chop it up, that's what it was on.
In the rules of, you know what I'm saying, how we say who go with who or who pull who, she came to me and I guess I was pulled. You know what I'm saying?
They call that Riz now. I don't know y'all kids how old y'all kids are, but they call that, they say Corey had that Riz. They say he Riz you up.
You know what I'm saying? She came over there, we got to talking, and the next day, you know what I'm saying? Well, the next day some other stuff happened. Maybe we get to that later. Some other stuff happened.
It ain't, we ain't really been complicated in the sense that like me and Corey kind of like been together since we've been together. Like it wasn't no confusion. Like, hey, this my dude. Like we rocking together. And it's been like that since the beginning, to be honest. 9 years strong.
9 years strong. So y'all have 3 under 4. 3 kids under 4. All right.
Yes.
We're gonna get to that later. What I want to talk about first is y'all work together. Right? Y'all are both independent. Self-employed people. Corey has a whole real estate business. I done hit him up about some properties. You know what I'm saying? We done talk a little business, trying to give me a little property. So talk to us about working together, right? Y'all make video content together. You make music. Corey, you have real estate, but y'all also do content together. Mm-hmm. But previously, y'all, Nell, I believe you were a teacher before, right?
Yes, I was a teacher.
And Corey, how you did real estate? I've only known you in real estate. Did you do something else before that?
Yeah, I taught before real estate.
Okay, so y'all came to get, walk us through what that was like to go from like traditional jobs to we're gonna come in together, because that transition is sometimes not as smooth as you would like it. Sometimes it is.
It definitely was not smooth. So I mean, Kev, this is crazy because I told the world this for the first time when I did your Ask the Producer, mm-hmm. but. I started making music at like 25. Corey and I got married. Well, right before we got married, I kind of was, you know, like thinking I might want to, but then mm-hmm. like at 25, we got married mm-hmm. and then I decided to go back to school like for it. And I really, really like was spending every waking hour that I had, you know, learning how to make music. Mm-hmm. And then I got to the point where I would be missing more opportunities staying and teaching than I would like, you know, if I didn't and I just left. Mm-hmm. But I had to, like, I had to say it out loud for a whole year. Like, I don't know if I would have left if I would have kept it to myself. But like, yeah, at the end of the year, at the end of the year, those, all those people expected me to be gone. So I was like, all right, I guess I gotta go. You know what I'm saying? We saved up back then as much money as we knew how to save up. Hey, don't be different, Kim. Don't think, hey, money is very relative.
Listen,
money is
a, when we moved to LA, we had like $5,000 saved. And we was like, well, we gonna make it work. And we did. So
I'm talking about Kim.
Kim, like, I can't call the exact number, but I know in hindsight, it definitely should have been more.
Hey, I want to take a quick break from the show and let you know that this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, have you ever really learned something about yourself? Has it made you better? I'll tell you something I learned about myself, and it came down to travel. I learned that my desire to be prepared, dare I say overly prepared, is actually anxiety. I just thought everybody who packs their passport, puts it in their pants pocket, zips that pocket up, and taps that pocket 400 times during a trip to make sure. I thought everybody checks and rechecks and rechecks and checks the weather and checks the flight pattern and checks to see if the plane has left the airport that it's coming towards and is going to land on time so that we can leave on time. I thought we all did that. And I found out that that's a function of anxiety. And you know what? That helped me relax. Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. I'm nearing 40 years old. I'm not the same person I used to be when I was 35. 30, shoot, even 39 or 38. I'm always growing and changing. And therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and your understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we act the way we do until we talk through the things. That's what BetterHelp is for. It connects you with the licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are to wherever you want to be. And navigating that road is the key to living a happy, a healthy, a better life. I've benefited from therapy on a personal level. I've benefited from therapy as a husband, as a father, as a friend. It has only enhanced my life, and I want that same thing for you. I've actually learned some coping mechanisms to deal with my anxiety, and it's made my life better every single day. And I came on stage, I want that for you. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try, all right? It's completely online, which is great for people like me. I don't have to drive anywhere. I'm very busy. I can just go in my garage, close the garage, have a private conversation away from my, oh, can't say private, hold on. I can go in my garage, have my little therapy situation, and come right back in the house, better for it. And I want that same thing for you, all right? Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/MBH today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/MBH. And now back to the show.
And like, that was, you know what I'm saying? Corey can kind of tell you about that. That was rough, because it's not like I left teaching into, you know what I'm saying, bags. I left into nothingness. And then my husband went on to completely turn into a Jamaican to make sure that we didn't die.
I'm talking about, you know, everybody know, I don't care where you at, teacher salary.
Right.
And we had just had a baby.
We had just had Eli.
I'm talking about a lot was happening at one time.
And we had just bought a house.
Oh.
We had
because you know you look good. If you ain't ever been an entrepreneur, you're scared about what you look like on paper. You know what? I'm so glad we're talking about this, because you look different on paper as a person that got like a job that with a steady income than you do as an entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, you can take losses and, you know, like still be okay. Don't necessarily look good on paper to get a house. So we hurried up and got a house before I left teaching, so that we look good on paper.
You know, entrepreneur, they want to know, hey, your business has been open for 10 years. Right. And it's been, you're like,
how am I going to get to that? I gotta start with one first.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had just had a house, just had a baby, was out here scrambling, you know what I'm saying, producing. And the producing was producing, but it, you know what I'm saying, the funds wasn't necessarily being produced at that point.
Yeah, you was touring.
Yes.
That was touring and just had a newborn.
Yes.
That was interesting. The biggest thing for me from a financial standpoint, bro, I was like, you know, when we at that point, we both was teaching before we had the baby. And so, you know what I'm saying? You stay on your insurance, I stay on mine. We paying like $30-$40 a month. I'm like, oh, this is Gucci. The moment you say, oh, family, that mother went to like three something.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Check. I said, what? Yep. What constitutes? Like, it's a newborn. That's it.
They just got here. They don't.
The first year is free from the hospital. Like, what's
up? Oh man, that's like, but it's so good though, because that's why I tell people all the time. They're like, Neil, when did you know to leave? Like, how would like. I'm like, listen, my situation and everybody's situation. I had a whole husband who had vowed that he was going to take care of me and not let me go hungry and die. So, you know what I'm saying? I can't tell you when it's time to leave. But I do know I maximized all my free time before I left. And then we got out here, dipped our toes out here. And it's something to be said about having to gain the confidence to know that you can secure money for yourself every month. Like people, you know what I'm saying? People don't really understand that you have to gain the physical ability and the confidence that, okay, like we can go out here and make something shake to make sure that like we bring something in so that we can feed our family. And it's like the more you do it, the more confident, you know, you get in it. And some months are way better than others. Some months it's beans and weenies and ramen noodles. And other months is, you know what I'm saying? What's up? You trying to get some steaks, boo?
Yeah, people don't, You see it like coached and preached on like social media platforms, stuff like entrepreneurship, which is great. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever want to kind of go back. I like it, but it ain't it for everybody where they currently are. You know what I'm saying? It ain't. It's a grind.
Yeah.
Cause you know what I'm saying, it's literally like, if you don't do nothing, you're not gonna make nothing.
Yeah.
And I think. It's okay. I tell people all. First of all, I was an entrepreneur and a full-time employee for a long time, which allows your entrepreneurship to really grow, because if you have to survive off it, you can't really put it back into the business, which a lot of people are afraid to do. And secondly, I be stressed, and I can generate a good amount of income. I still be like, what if I get hurt? What if I can't tour? What if I break my leg? What if I break my mouth? What if I get canceled? Like, there's one thing I miss the most, I will say, about 9 to 5, specifically prior to working in entertainment. When I left Boeing at 2:30, don't talk to me until I come back in here. I don't have no work phone. I don't have no laptop. I don't check. I will be back when I get back. If I'm on vacation, the only Boeing I know is the plane that's taking me where I need to go. But when you're
I don't even know y'all.
But when you're an entrepreneur, you always got to be working. You got to check something, or somebody's asking you something. You can never fully, I haven't found, especially if you have kids, you can never fully be like, I'm off the grid, I can't be reached. That's not realistic.
You know, Kev, I think it's levels to it. I don't think we on them levels, but I think it's levels to it. I think it's levels to when people, you know what I'm saying, they like amass their whole empire and you got, because if you amass that whole thing, you're going to be clocking people. Hey, like, what's up? Like,
yeah.
They never off, dog.
You're never off. You can be on low power mode, but most of the time, you're not off the way you could be when somebody else is paying you.
Nah.
Man, entrepreneurship, when you like, trying to grow like you have grown, like it take a lot of trust because I gotta give something that I really don't want to give to somebody else,
right?
Because if I don't, then I'm gonna kill myself trying to do everything, and it's impossible, right? But when you're trying to expand, it's like, all right, I'm about to have to do this. I'm gonna have to convey what's in my mind, how I would do it,
right?
Try to give a little bit of leeway for you to kind of be free in what you do, because I came to you because you know how to do this.
Right.
See,
but then just kind of leave it in their hands and you'd be like,
man, I should have just did it myself.
You right. Be on vacation. You be on vacation and you see their name pop up on the text message. You'd be like.
And as even within entrepreneurship, y'all have chosen respective fields, real estate and music, that even those things with entrepreneurship, even if you sell stuff, you get paid monthly. Real estate, it might be a little bit where you don't sell nothing, then you might sell 3-4. Music, in order to sell an album, you got to go and make one. You know what I'm saying? Hey. So y'all have chosen two fields that can have some peaks and valleys. Has that added to stress for y'all?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like, we have, like, we, you know what I'm saying? We're going on 9 years. So we're a little bit more, we like a little bit more mature than
nine,
we were.
9 years of marriage, 11 years ago.
You know what I'm saying? Get it right, Corey. so we're a little bit more mature. Like when we first were sitting in the house and Corey, Eli was just born and that money was looking funny and Corey was sitting at that computer and I'm looking, hey, I'm like, hey, man, like, it was aggression, there was attitude, there was like all kind of stuff. But like after you have lived a little bit, you have gone through some ups and downs, this is the deal. I'm not leaving him. What? He's not leaving me. No. Now, whether that be we be in this a two-story house, a one-story house, an apartment, you know what I'm saying? God forbid, under the bridge, we gonna be together. So ain't no sense in me coming at him crazy. And you know what I'm saying? Not only did I vow that, but I enjoy it. I enjoy all of those parts for the come up story. For when the story, you know what I'm saying, look different. I could be like, hey, man, we rolled it out and we didn't give up on each other. But we are each other's employees. Now, I'm not gonna lie, Corey is more for me than I am for him. I really don't feel like Corey trusts me in his business like that, but that's another podcast. But that's another vibe. Hey, I'm not gonna lie, I've been noticing it. You know what I'm saying? I had already noticed it late 2022, but today really showed me. But I don't think my husband trusts me in his business like that. We'll talk about that later.
I trust you.
Why was so soft?
Corey, you have all the bass in the world in your throat. That is the softest I've ever heard you speak in the entire.
But, man, I lean on Corey. When I got peak season, something got to get done. Corey is the financier, the organizer, the stabilizer.
Captions. That's my skill set. When she was doing the series, I was typing the captions.
You was the caption master?
I was the captions. I was in that Monday premiere talking about, having little headphones on, talking about. Hey, and she came around like a real boss. She came, hey, man, hey, they done? I just learned this yesterday.
hey, Kev, how y'all be doing it? How y'all be, like, how do you, like, something is wrong. Something needs to get done better than what it was done. Something needs to be fixed. Like, how do you, man, I wish Melissa was here so she could tell me. How do y'all do that? Like, what is the magic formula?
Let me tell you what. I'm going to tell you the truth. If there's a magic formula, I don't know it. Because the truth is we struggle. I struggle. I am a micromanager. I'm the way you say Corey don't trust you in your business. I struggle. I need to. Everybody who works with me would. I got to have my hands on it. I got to touch it. If you say you got it, I'm the worst. I am trying to be better. I am the worst. Melissa, her rightness, right? If she were playing spades, Melissa say she got 6 books, it's 6 books. Ain't no possible. If I'm getting 6, I'm getting 6. If I'm saying 7, if I'm saying 4, I'm never saying 4 and getting 6. I'm never saying 6 and getting 4. I still be like, I know she said 7, but I don't know.
Yeah, possible.
I don't know.
Got two possible.
Two possible. And I think it is very hard for me. And I think I've been using this phrasing of it. What it took to build Kev on Stage is not what it takes to build Kev on Stage Studios. And I often apply the same skill set that it took to build a personal YouTube page by myself with no oversight, no input. I often apply that same mentality to a company that has multiple people, to my wife, to other stuff. And it's been hard for me to adjust and be like, you got to trust people, because I'm going to tell you what happens. When you do it yourself, win or lose, you only have you to blame. I'm not even saying I got it right all the time, but I had nobody to blame but myself, which is something I can be cool with. You messed up, you caught an L, bet, I learned. When I let somebody else do it and they mess up, then it's like, nah, I could have done it and I would have never did that. Lo and behold, there's a whole history of you taking L after L. What makes you think that? So
that grace window be like,
bruh, unfair, Corey, ridiculously unfair.
Hey, you and like I err on the other side of the spectrum. Like, I don't be on people's head enough.
Really?
Like, I somehow, it was somehow something that I did. Maybe I didn't articulate clearly. I should have gave it in a timely manner. I should have this, I should, because I'm always, I can't control that person. I don't know if they're going to decide to be better at what they do or not. But I know what I could have done better to make something, like, you know, turn out better.
Yeah.
And so I'm always like, you know, it was me. And not the, like, fake, nah, that was me.
No, yeah,
that
yeah.
That was me for hiring you. No, right. Like, I could have articulated better. I could have given you more time. I could have, you know what I'm saying, checked in more. Like, it's on me. But this is what I'll say. Going from making music and being a producer, like, okay, cool, that's me in the computer, I'm doing my thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I might need, like, Corey help surrounding, like, okay,
yeah,
are the kids okay? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are we good at the crib? Going from that to, okay, nah, like, women producers are business. Produced by Nell is a business.
Yeah.
Business that does this, 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 and this, and this. I have to lean on Corey. And, like, what has helped me is, it don't matter what's going on, how big any one of these businesses get, Corey ain't my employee. He my husband.
Yeah.
He my husband that happens to help me do things.
Period.
Listen.
He ain't my employee.
Hey, she get to get to talk, I'll be like,
he just not my employee. I don't care if he's doing an employee task. I don't care. Corey, I thought Corey, like knowing that we had this podcast, knowing like all the stuff we got going on, I thought he was gonna be here to help set up cameras and laptops, and Corey wasn't. And I wanted to feel away, but Corey is my husband. He not my employee. Yeah.
Corey is running a business as well. I said, she didn't pick the day that I got 10 million things. Literally, my phone right here. I got people in all of the houses setting up stuff, fixing stuff, calling me. And I'm like, I got to go MIA for a second.
Right. Hey, what?
I had to go to the store. I got pictures tomorrow. I'm like, man, that's one price.
So I'm like, I got an attitude. I'm like, hey, you just need to articulate what's going on. You need to communicate, da 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 da. And then I was like, you know what? No, no, he doing exactly what he needs to be doing. And that's just what it is. And I got to go over here and do what I'm very capable of doing. And this season, I have had to really like understand that my husband has spoiled me my entire marriage. And now I got to stand up a little bit so he can do the things he needs to do. I can't be acting like a baby.
Full transparency, it'd be that. I don't know how Melissa is. This is the issue. Like, I love that my wife wants to be with me and wants me around.
I'm talking about
all the time.
Hug up now.
Where you going?
But I'll be like this. I'll be like, hey, yo, we got two cars.
So why do we need to take two cars? Why?
So my suggestion is like, I can go. I'll take the kids because I know you got to set up.
Nope.
She like, but why you just can't, if you doing that, why you just can't go drop us off? And then I said, why I got to go an extra place? I got to go here. Then I got to go there. Then you're going to be calling me about the time. I said, but we need two cars.
I just want to be with my boo all the time, dog.
And I'll be sitting like, she just want to be with me, bro. I'm like, man, today. that's a glimpse of entrepreneurship and marriage.
Just a little glimpsey poo. You guys talked about this, and it kind of aligns a little bit in a way, I hope. Y'all have three under four, right? And when we were trying to set this up, y'all was like, we were double-checking the time, and I made a mistake. And y'all was like, we got the babysitter. My question to you is like, how do y'all maintain that hugged up relationship when y'all got three, ain't not one baby in school yet? Three.
Lock your door. Lock it. Lock it.
Corey, that sound real good. We are just now in the year of 2023. That was literally our resolution. I don't know what kind of other resolutions people be making, but our resolution was, get them kids out of bed. That was the resolution.
Wait, they was in there?
Oh, yes.
No, they're not sleeping.
Oh, the Grants love to co-sleep. Oh, yes.
I'm talking about
all three?
One, two, and three. One, two, and three. But and here's the thing. Here's the thing. You know what? This is so good. So for the last 2 years,
it is.
For the last 2 years, me and Corey have really been intentional about at the end of the year, praying, fasting, and really like trying to be open and as honest as we can. And mm-hmm. so when we did that December 2023, my husband looked me dead in the face. He said, "Hey, Neil, I'm very serious. I'm not playing. Hey, I want to be with my wife. Get them kids out of our bed." I was like, "Yes, sir."
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I didn't read your book now, right?
Right.
I didn't read your book. All that other stuff is great.
Right.
It's great. But what I want, they can't be around. That's it. They can't be around. And I don't need to be, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to be having to maneuver around and go hide. Like,
they got to go. And what I'll say is, you know, I didn't necessarily just do it for Corey. I did it for us. And it has been amazing having my husband back. It's not even always on some being like intimate. It's just like we just in here and it's just us.
Just
like if I want to roll over and talk to you in the middle of the night, I can.
Right.
Like it's work. You know, you got to put them back in the bed.
For
you know,
sure.
Some nights y'all lose, you know, but
right.
like that fundamentally, bro, like creating your space. You know, they all talking, not all of them, the last one, she kind of just starting to babble, mm-hmm. but they want to talk about everything all the time. And it's like, hey, me and your daddy talking. Hey, no, excuse me. No, go over there.
Excuse me, no. No, Eli, you're not excused.
He's like, excuse me. Not right now.
And it's just really, like, it's really protecting our space and not only just protecting our space, but letting them know that y'all can't run up and through everything we got going on, because the truth is y'all gonna leave and be gone and it's gonna be me and your daddy.
Listen, I echo that sentiment tremendously. Zay Zay used to have a bed next to our bed and he was tucked. He used to have his hand behind his head. He used to have his leg crossed. We going to sleep. When JoJo was born, hey, this is a perfect opportunity. Both y'all go over there and hush and be in that room, because they, like you said, they will dominate mm-hmm. your time, right? Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. they are not a forever part of your living arrangement. If you've done your job right and health and everything goes well, mm-hmm. you are training your children to leave. And I think a lot of times we see this in relationships. People become parents first, parents only, and as them kids. And it ain't even like your kids move out. Like before your kids move out, they need you less and less. As they age, they need you. They used to have to hold their bottle. Now they can hold it for themselves. That's the first thing. You don't even notice it because you be like, oh, this is great. And the next thing you know, all I need you to do is drop me off. And then all I need you to do is pick me up. Then I just need to let you know I'm gone. Oh, I got my own ride. And by the grace of God, they going to leave. And then what? And if you done spent the last 20 years only being Corey the dad and Nell the mom, not Corey the husband, Nell the wife, now some people don't, they're not even able to return there. I remember our sons are funny, right? Because they act like they don't care. Y'all go ahead and do y'all thing. Y'all.
They are.
When I tell you, me and Melissa been living our life. We've been going to dinner. We've been going to spend the night chilling. Isaiah, where y'all going to dinner? When will y'all be back? 9:30. Last time, he said, y'all always going somewhere.
That's right.
Yes.
I thought y'all was cool. Yeah. He said, I mean, we cool, but man, y'all the most dinner-eating people. Y'all, yes. Because you 16, you, by the grace of God, you about to be up out of here soon, next 2 to 5 years.
And Kev, like you, like we entrepreneurs, and like so much of you is encompassed by the business, and you want to be good parents. So then so much of you is a parent, like you really only got so much slither left.
Something gonna take a backseat.
And it's okay because stuff is seasonal. Like we got babies. Like we understand that life gonna look different in another 5 years.
Right.
Like you say, they're a little bit more independent. We understand that, but you can't just be showing up over for each other and yourself. Like that's just not gonna work.
Yeah, the biggest thing for me there is like when that, like what Nell was saying, you got so much of the business, you got so much, okay, I spend time with the kids. Well, the time that you do share, whatever that is will become routine and norm.
Yep.
And when that become normal, then you look up 7, 8, 9, 10 years and the kids leaving, and you'd be like, hey, what I've been doing in my marriage?
Yeah.
Like a daddy, a mommy, and a business owner.
Yeah.
That's it. Marriage is, I don't know what it is. Y'all married, but you know what I'm saying? It's like you got to reset and be like, hey, let me figure out who you are.
Right.
Hey, you know what? But that's why I be pressed. That's why I'm pressed anytime we pressed before we sit in front of a camera. Mm-hmm. Because it literally grinds my gears, because I do not want to become those people that can sit in front of the camera and turn it on. Mm-hmm. Like, because I'm just like, yo, you don't want to get to that point, and you can get there so easy. I'll be on some, hey, I'll shut all of this stuff down if you don't talk to me. Like, and that's poor business, Kev. Like, that's poor business. You can't just be canceling appointments. You can't, like, that's not okay. But I'm like, genuinely, Corey is the most important thing aside from God to me. Like, yeah. I will put all of this stuff down if he acting like he can't speak. Because what I'm not going to do, and the second reason I think it bothered me is because I don't want to be a fraud and I don't want to be a fake. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one thing to fool them people, but you can't fool yourself. And I don't ever want to be sitting in front of a camera knowing, like, I'm shucking and jiving and them people.
Hey, you don't want to be like, your marriage has looked like it's been blossoming and every day been phenomenal and sweet. And then, you know what I'm saying, people look up 10 years from now and they read an article about y'all's
tweet. Oh, gosh.
How that happened? I didn't see that coming.
No.
They look so happy.
Listen.
So y'all might write an article about Neil canceling the show or shut something down. But you ain't going to write an article about randomly finding out we ain't together no more.
Listen, I think you have to be that precious with your relationship, and also you have to take that care. The same way y'all know y'all got 3 babies under 4, you gotta feed, you gotta tie shoes, you gotta train, you gotta make sure that all that stuff, and that takes care, and you got businesses to run and own and manage and people and teams. And that marriage, the thing about it is your kids' needs are visible and audible. Mommy, daddy, I'm hungry. Mommy, daddy, I'm wet. I'm crying. Like, your husband and your wife's needs aren't necessarily so quickly visible and audible. So you really have, that's a bar, Kevin. I'm going to say it in the middle.
Hey, you gotta, hey, I'm like, boy, I'm like, hey,
sound bite.
That's something right there, boy.
You really got to pay attention. I think one thing that I've learned a lot, Melissa's done this very well. I've had to learn. I need to pay attention to her, the person, what she's not saying. What's her body language like? How does she respond? How did she respond the last time that happened? I've learned to be better about that than I was, because you right now, and Core, you can fall into the like performance aspect. And I'll be honest, we was on tour for the Love Hour. There were some times when we was doing the Love Hour live that that show happening that night was the thing we needed to start back talking again, because we ain't said nothing since we got into that room.
Hey, ain't that crazy how that worked?
Hey, and people will not know that until they marry and they even think of it.
Listen.
It just be like, because
the work is work. Like, these people pay their ticket. We can't be mad at, we got 45 minutes. We got an hour. We got to pull it together. I will beef with you as soon as we walk on stage. But when they start clapping, Dr. Phil hands, come on out. I love you. But sometimes that was what we needed to pull us out. Because y'all know, man, sometimes you be not wanting, you be mad and you be like, I don't want to be mad no more, but I don't really know how to get out of this. So
talk to the people.
Flesh.
We got our backs turned to each other in the bed, and I'm like, I really do want to hold her right now, but she was tripping and I was tripping as well. And sometimes off the principle, and I was right, and I don't often get to be right. I want to hold on to this win for just a little bit longer. So,
like you said, Kev, I'm like you. I feel like in the last 2 years, my eyes have really come open. And they came open because of Corey. Mm-hmm. Because of the way Corey loved me, I realized that, hey, yo, I'm really dropping the ball and seeing my husband. Like, I see him, because you can't miss Corey, but I don't see him. I don't see him the way.
She ain't mean like that, Corey.
I know, like, dang. I don't see him the way he sees me. Corey, like, Corey know exactly what to bring me, when to bring it to me. He know exactly how to offset, like, how I'm feeling about something, how to take something away, how to ask, like, and I really felt just extremely inadequate, like, coming into 2022, looking at my husband and just like, hey, I know you, but not the way that I should. Like, I'm your wife. Like, if somebody come and ask me a certain, you know what I'm saying, certain questions right now, I don't know if I had an answer for them. Mm-hmm. And that can't continue. I have to, like, watch you. Mm-hmm. And then as we went through 2022, I realized another thing that he was doing. Corey don't be asking me a whole lot of questions. So I'm like, how he know me like this, but don't be asking me no questions? Like, how does that work? Because I'm asking all the questions, but, like, it still ain't no return on the investment. He like, you're doing all this talking to me. Why you still don't know? And so it's like, oh, I got to use my eyes. I got to be observant. I just got to be observant.
Listen, you got – I honestly, Nell, I really connect with that because I'm going to tell you the thing about Melissa that be, like, beautifully annoying. She knows my end result feeling and calls it out before I have even reached that part of the feeling yet. She like, you're going to do this, and then you're going to say this, and then 3 days later, you're going to feel like that. So let's just skip to that part because I know how you're finna be. And I'd be like, dang. And the crazy thing is, Corey, I ain't even acknowledge, like, in my mind, that's not even true. You don't know me at all. But when you say it, I'm like, that is 1,000% what's going to happen. How you know that before? That don't even seem like it. It might seem like I'm, like, capping right now. But she really be, like, almost on some premonition thing. But she has watched and studied me in a way that I have been learning and yearning to do for her in the same way. Right? It don't mean I don't love her. It just means she's been way more acute to me as a person than I have been to her. And I felt like you felt, Nell, like this is out of balance.
It's out of balance.
I may not even get to where she is, but I I can do better than this. Like, I can.
I can't remain at this deficit. I don't ever have to, like, and he a husband too, right? And I'm a wife. So it's right. Like, by nature, like, a certain kind of caring. I don't have to get to that level, but I can't remain at this deficit. That's a disservice to him. That's not.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to ask y'all this too, because I'm realizing this more and more in y'all's story. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's very hard in marriage is transitions. And y'all have had a lot of transitions. Some people work at the state and work at the county building and they don't, and that don't change, right? Y'all have changed careers. Y'all have went from having no kids to having kids. Y'all changed careers again. How have y'all navigated all those changes in these, like, these last 9 years has been basically three different whole sets of years of totally different, like, hard turns. Like, how have y'all big
hard turns, Kim. Like, not like soft, like, woof.
The only consistent thing y'all have is being married and living in Texas. Everything else about y'all life has changed tremendously.
And like, we hit corners at 60 miles an hour. I think for me personally, and I can't speak for coordinates, for me personally, I'm never looking too far ahead. Okay. I have just now, because of the way I'm starting to run my businesses, like, I have like a little bit more foresight because I have to.
Yeah.
But I have always lived, Kev, like, my entire life, I'm right here.
Right.
You got me right here. I'm right here with you on this broadcast. I'm nowhere else.
Right.
And then when I move on to the next thing, I'll be there. Like, wherever Nell is, you have 100% of her. That is a challenge, and it's beautiful. Because the beauty is, like, I don't ever get too anxious about what's to come. I deal with things as they come. The challenge is, some things do need to be planned for. some things need some planning.
I'm enjoying revelation on this podcast.
Dog, me and Nell, Corey, I promise you, I just had this conversation today. I am, baby boy, we going 100 miles in this direction. Never mind. What was I thinking? We going this way. Hold on. You ain't even tell us. Don't you worry, because we ain't going that way no more either, baby. We going Siberia. And wherever I am going, there I am. Until I ain't.
Until I ain't.
Every idea is the best idea until it's the worst. That's dumb. Who thought of that?
Oh, me? This going to be good. this going to be good. Hey, why y'all let me do that? Hey, why y'all let me do that?
I am completely opposite. I am looking at where I want to be at 40.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I see how you are, what you're doing, and I know where your attention span is.
Right.
And I know how long I got you for something. I know how long you're going to be in the moment.
Right.
So I'm like,
Corey, I'm not your child. Corey really treat me like his child, dog.
I'll be like, hey, Nell will be up here. I'll be like, ooh, she up there. I love it. I'm going to stay with her right there, but I know there's going to be a heel. And when that heel come, I know what I'm going to have to deal with. So in order to prepare for the ups and the downs, I know what I'm going to do. And that's why she be saying I'll be seeing her and I'll be knowing. I'll be like, oh, I see the cliff.
Dog.
It is like every time.
But I'm living with you. I'm living with you in the moment. I'm in the moment. I see the cliff and I see, ooh, we about to drop. So I brace. I brace through like little things. Like I know what she needs. Oh, she need a moment. She trying to produce some music. She's trying to write some bars. She's trying to talk about merch. She's trying to do all, this is overwhelming. So
I'm not overwhelmed. I'm just trying to get stuff done.
One easy fix is I'll take all three of the kids. Because most of the time she have Corey Ray. Mm-hmm. I'll take all three of the kids.
Hey, where you going with my babies? Why you acting like y'all want to be with me?
I'll be like,
I want to be with y'all. Where y'all going?
How long you going to be gone? I said, hey, I'll return them tonight, or I'll even have them back tomorrow morning. You'll see me, but right. They'll be gone. And she'd be like, ugh. I come back that night, 9, 10 o'clock. I didn't do my work. She'd be like, hey, baby.
She don't even, oh. Corey, she don't even see you working, baby boy. She don't even know how you work. You out there. He's like, Raven Simone right now, Nell. He's seen the future. He reading the defense.
I aspire to be this good. Like, Corey is good. Like, I aspire to be this good.
I get a call at 6:30. Hey, what y'all doing? Like, you doing your work? She be like, oh, no, I'm working on something. I said, cool. Keep working. I'll see you in a little bit. And she be like, as I get home, she be, what y'all want to do? I want some ice cream? There we go. That's, I'm always fight to get right back here. I'm gonna deal with some stuff, but I'm gonna get right back
here. My face hurt because I'm smiling.
Listen, I'm telling you, Corey, you sound like Tom Brady breaking down a defense. I know the backer, when he take a step forward, he fainting the blitz, so he gonna drop back in the coverage. So I'm gonna hold him here with the safety, and I know the safety coming over, and his tendency is to see that, and he gonna bite down because he want to pick so bad because he in a contract year.
I'm gonna throw my eyes over here to throw you off real quick. And I'm going back over here. I'm waiting for the play to develop on this side.
And you're doing all that for your – honestly, it's really beautiful to see a black man love on his black wife in this way. And I'll tell you, in a lot of guests, I don't have a memory of someone – and this is no shout to you, no shade to you, Nell, but it is refreshing to see a black man with this much care and still masculine. Corey's still big in the hands, still for real. He's still 6-something, 2-something. Right, that ain't it. Ain't nothing about that, and your desire to care for your wife in that way is really inspiring and beautiful to see. Like to see her love so openly and freely and cared for. Right, whole thing is black women is strong and strong. So y'all be strong. So we always want to give them more stuff. And Corey, like, let me. You ain't got to be that strong. That's why I'm here. Let me share some of this burden with you. It's good to see.
Yeah,
and one of the things you got to know with that, right? Because it ain't always as simple as I made it sound, right?
Yeah,
because we got our own feelings, we got our own things that we have to deal with, right? Attitude, our flesh when we be in our flesh, just what we want to do and how we want to see things done.
I think you mean stubbornness.
I'm just stubbornness to all of those things, right? So sometimes you got to understand that. That's going to happen, and it's a part of it. Mm-hmm. I've made a decision, and this was learned. This ain't like how I came into the marriage. I made a decision that I want my marriage to work.
Right? Yeah.
So if I want my marriage to work, then get ready because you're going to have to deal with some things. You're going to have to compromise with some stuff that you don't necessarily want to.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to evolve and change for some of the ways that you think, how you react, how you talk, how you lead your family. All of these things you're going to have to you're going to have to be comfortable, what most people say, living in the uncomfortable. And for me, I came from growing up by myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me and my dudes. Nell came from one of 7 with both parents in the household. So she she was cool with all of the, like, it's going to be something crazy every day sometime. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, that's too much for me. Right. I'm not, I don't like to live that sporadic in my life.
Corey used to shell up. Like, it'd be, it's too much to go on Corey. Like,
you'd be looking for Corey. I'm gone. I'm out. That's too much. That's too much stimulation in one sitting. I'm done.
Hey, Kev, some, like, some holidays, it's like Thanksgiving or Christmas, I'll be like, what's up? Come in here with us. Like, why you over there by yourself? Come on. He'd be like, no. And in the beginning, I felt a way. Like, dang, like, that's rude. You ain't trying to. But now I'm like, no, that's my boo. Ain't nothing wrong with him. He just needs to be. Just let him be.
Ain't nothing wrong with him. He is fine.
That's good. That's identifying your partner and identifying how they function. It may be to some people like, dang, that look a little rude. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, nah, he always with us. He love us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he just need a moment because he just be chilling. And he do a lot.
He does a lot.
So what you see in the moment is what you see in this current, present, real time.
Right.
I see everything up until this point.
Right.
So I know why he over there, like, he in here, he involved, and he'll probably come over here a little later. But right now, he just taking two seconds to himself.
You need a second, and that's okay.
Listen, that is imperative. Whatever that is for your relationship, it's imperative to learn, it's imperative to honor, and imperative to protect your spouse. Because I think our tendency, especially with our family, he do be tripping. I've been saying that because that's the easy answer, right? What Nell did, like, nah, he cool, he chilling.
Like, you need a second.
Especially if you're close with your family, to keep them at bay, because they're going to take your side regardless. And now y'all at odds because you want to be cool with your sisters. And he like, why you put me out there like that? And you, but to be like, nah, he good. Like, that takes a level of, like, maturity and an honoring of your relationship to be like, his needs and her needs are more important than my family's thoughts on something.
Mm-hmm. Come on now. Talk, say something now.
So,
and everybody going to benefit. Everybody going to benefit.
Yeah. And y'all go home. That's why I used to say, because my mom and grandma, I love them, but they was really intrusive early on. And I used to say to myself, if any of these three people are going to be mad at me, who lays in the bed with me? Who got cheeks to potentially give up? Well, that's the one I don't want to be mad. And then when my mom, they live 3,000 miles away, y'all can be mad. It's nighttime where you are. I got to see this woman. I got to see her today right now. Right now in my face, I'm looking at her. Y'all, if whatever going to happen, going to make one of the three of y'all mad, it ain't going to be Melissa. I know that.
I promise you.
I gotta wake up. I gotta go to sleep.
Yeah.
I used to do stuff for me.
Right.
You know what, man? I'm good. Be mad at me, mom. Be mad at me. Furious. I'll deal with you later.
So before we let you go, I want to talk about, y'all did a whole series together. What was that series? What was that process like?
It's so funny that you said that, because the series was called The Process. And I literally just decided to be open and transparent about womanhood in every area and place and state of womanhood. And I really didn't understand it at first, because I knew I wanted my boo sitting next to me while I was doing it. But I felt a way about, you know what I'm saying, it being about womanhood, you know, but then him sitting there.
Yeah.
But Corey is the best narrator of what I have and what I look like and how I've changed throughout my womanhood, and how I've grown and the things that I've come up against. And so the biggest thing for me that came from the series is I got to see something in my husband that I ain't never seen before.
What you saw now?
What you seen, girl?
Now, like, since you, like you say, you've been rocking for 5 years.
Right.
Like, and before 2022, you probably would have thought Corey was a very reserved, ain't much to say. You know, he cool, but you know what I'm saying? Like, this is where he at.
Yeah.
We sat down on that couch and we took this pivot, like, in our lives. And I don't want to say blossom, because you know what I'm saying? This is my husband. You feel me? Like,
right.
I don't want to say blossom like a flower. But right. I seen my husband, like, I seen parts of him I never seen before. Like, how much he knew about me, how observant he's been, how able he was to articulate those things, how he was able to be a moderator. Like, he was a whole host. Like, I just didn't even know I could lean on him like that.
Yeah.
And, bro, I've just been having fun being able to, like, like turning, like, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. the 1-2 or 2-1. Like it that has been the most exciting thing for me. And anything that we've been doing is knowing that, yo, this is a whole different version that I don't even think I would have been able to see, like, had we not done this. So that was fun for me.
So all that came from, I guess, the beginning of that process. It was what, a 7th episode?
8. We did 8. We did the 8 last episode. One live.
Mm-hmm. The last one was live. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was a cool, it was cool. It was different. I think the message, though, like going into that year, like she said, the year before, we would always pray, fast, and talk to each other about, you know, the year to come and what that looks like and what we would ask God for doing our life. So that series, before it came about, we didn't know anything about it. It just was, yeah. It was just something that literally was in her mind, and she just started writing stuff out. She ain't never did that. Mm. Like, she wrote out every, this pages upon pages of stuff, mm-hmm. and then film upon film about all that stuff that we shot. But it was interesting to see, but it was a first time that we kind of got to, like, really share her yeah. story, our story. But it was a big thing for Nell to talk to women in that situation. Of course, women produced, but she wanted to talk to women of all ages, kind of like where she was in her life when she was young, where she was as a young adult. And of course, you know, speaking to the older women, you know, about things that they could give down as wisdom and things of that nature. That's what that series was about. And it was beautiful how it came together.
Yeah, it just being in process and being okay in process, I was like, I start the thing off. I ain't got no answers for you. I don't know. I'm out here just like you. I don't know. If you're looking for succinct answers, I don't have them. But if you're looking for somebody to be open, transparent, and relatable, I'm your girl, because I don't know how to be polished. Ain't nothing about me polished. So
now, when you wore a dress, it was like, it like broke the internet. It was such a big deal.
And it was so crazy because, like, so me and Cole, we're sitting, I'm getting ready to post, and I'm like, okay, cool. You know, it's gonna get some traction. I posted that thing, and I said, oh, Corey, you might be about to, your girl might be about to break Instagram.
I was literally sitting there like, yo, you got like 600 comments, and it's been up maybe like 3 hours. Like, this has never happened. The amount of likes and stuff and reposts, I was like, yo, people like that really weird about you being in a dress?
But it's because, here's what I hope. I hope what's happening is women understand that there is not one moment in your life that defines your womanhood. Mm. I am a woman because this is the way I came here. That's just what I am.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go through some things and become a certain kind of woman, mm-hmm. or change from this kind of woman to that kind of, but I'm a woman. And it don't matter how many dresses I wear or how many hoodies or sweats I wear. Like, this is what I am. And kudos when I wear them. Kudos if I don't. Whatever. Whatever.
Somebody made a comment like, oh, Corey, Ben knew this. I said,
well, of course. I would hope there's a thing or two Corey knows about Nell that you don't know.
You know what I'm saying? I said, oh, yeah. Smash her up real quick.
Before I let y'all go, I want to talk about Barnell. Okay. I've been knowing Nell for a long time, right? I've been following Nell for a long time. I've been aware of her skills and abilities for a long time. I can say Nell is on her Shai Gilgeous-Alexander right now. Now, if you don't follow sports, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a basketball player for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's been balling for a long while. But the last year, he been balling. Nell's been doing this Word of the Day series where she picked not only words I don't know, words that I don't think are rhymeable. I'd be like, why you pick? You could have picked kazoo. You picked pulchritude. And you barred it up. What is this? What is happening with you, the Nell?
Hey, I have decided that I'm not going to let no gift that God gave me go untapped.
Mm.
Like, I don't know how hard that's going to be and what seasons, which ones are going to come out, but I have decided that nothing he gave me is going to go untapped. And I could only get to that place because I realized that it don't have nothing to do with me. When you think it got something to do with you, you be hoarding your little gifts, or you give them out as you decide you want to give them out. But once you realize your gift don't have nothing to do with you, like it has everything to do with what God wants, you know what I'm saying, done on this earth through your dominion. I cannot sit and hold on to things. And so I'm like, okay, you know, I want to put some music out, but like I can't act. Like, I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying, Kev? I ain't even gonna hold it. I got a whole another album aside from the album that I'm working on. I got a whole.
You got albums on albums?
I got a whole another album. But I was like kidding myself if I was thinking that the people didn't want to hear from me and people don't want to, like, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'll put a couple things out. Man, I turned that faucet on and that faucet just started running.
So keep in mind, the word. So I asked her, I told her one day, while she's been doing this series, I said, hey, you know, you got some time tonight, you can get the word. She's like, no, that's part of my training, that's part of how I'm making sure I do what I need to do and I'm learning, I'm growing. She don't find the word out until the day of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it ain't like,
Hold on. Ain't none of this
like pre-existing or written down. Like, it's the morning of. So before we got on this thing, she was preparing.
And I ain't gonna lie, the word today giving me some, woo, it's fighting on me. I'm like, hold on, man. It's fighting. But yeah, man, bars, man. I'm about to get out here and just talk to these women, talk to these girls who look like me, talk to these people. Man, you want to believe in God, but it be hard. Like, believing in God be hard.
Right.
believing in God be hard. Being a woman be hard. Being married be hard. Just being be hard. And I just want to come from the place of the most relatability as I can.
Yeah.
Like, so that people can see somebody, but understand that, hey, you ain't got to be trying to get to no glitz and glamour or nothing. Mm-hmm. Get to the best version of you. And that might not be nowhere near what you think it is. It might be way over left over there. But I'm excited.
This album. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's like, it's inspirational, motivational, it's real, and it's then it's behind some 808 beat. I'm talking about, I say, whoa, you're gonna be encouraging, you're gonna do everything you can. People gonna be able to get this to their kids. People gonna be able to play this in school. People gonna be able to do all these different things, but you still gonna, it's like, you gotta start listening to the words and be like, oh, this ain't no trap, this is like real music.
I'm excited.
Behind somebody who got some dope production behind.
I'm excited.
It's live. I'm excited.
I'm very, very excited, man. You know how you're excited because you can't say nothing, but I'm excited.
I can't say nothing because knowing me, I'm like, hey, babe, give us something right now.
Listen,
exclusive
Funk Flex Air Horn. As a friend and a fan, I'm excited. But I think what you said is so key to people who are listening. We should not be letting any gift God gave us go untapped. I think a lot of times we talk ourselves out of it. We let fear, you know, what will people say? What if it ain't good? We let that take much more place than it should. There's nothing wrong with a healthy amount of fear, because some of that will make you want to do something well. But right. Too much fear is paralyzing. Mm-hmm. So, and I'll be honest, it spoke to me because I want to get into writing movies. Right. But part of my fear is like, man, if I can't write like the, you know, Aaron Sorkin or whoever, then I don't want to do it. But that ain't my place to do. I need to be, like you said, Nell, just the best version of me. My best version may not be him, but as long as it's the best that I can bring to the table, that's all I can be responsible for, is being the best that I can be.
And here's the thing, especially for people who only care about being the best at something, because everybody else care about being the best at something.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I genuinely don't care about being the best at something. I care about being as good as I can be, but I don't care if you think I'm the best or not. It's way too subjective. It's way too subjective to be living my life trying to be the best at, like, you can't do that.
To fit in your box.
You can't do that. And like, Kev, 2022, this is what 2022 taught me. Like, everything got to be scaled. Like, when we see that stuff in our head, we want that to be exactly the way it come out. Boom. Yeah. Just like that. Like, I seen it. I know what it's going to look like. And what God really saying is, it's going to look like that 5 years from now. But right now, it's going to look like this.
Right now,
it's going to look like this.
You're going to put out some heat, and you're going to get,
I care,
16 likes.
I care. Remember what you thought them plays was going to look like?
Man. I can't even tell you how many times I thought Tyler Perry told that story, man. And every day, nobody was there. And one day I looked out the window, the line was long. That never happened for me. The line never happened. The line was never long out there for the plays. For my stand-up, it was. But listen, and look, when you write movies or TV shows, they say you write three movies. It's the one you write, it's the one you shoot, and it's the one you edit. And no three are the same. And you really just got to let it be what it is, because you can't. No, and that is not even – a budget won't fix that. You have a $1 billion budget. It's the same thing is going to happen. It's going to be different than what was written, different than what's shot, and different than what's edited. So being – I talk about that with comedy. People think I'm being humble. Like, I'm not the best comedian. I can think of five right now or five women who are funnier than me, who I believe. Not even just like people believe. I'm talking about – I watch them. I be like, I am not that good.
I'm saying.
But
I'm
that
saying,
don't but stop I'm, me from doing what I'm doing.
No, it ain't gonna stop me. It ain't gonna stop me from making a life for my family. It ain't gonna stop me from connecting to the people that need to connect to me. It ain't gonna stop me from speaking life into the people that need to be spoken. Like, hey. It ain't gonna stop nothing. Just I'm the best. Okay, right. No way. Hey, you know how many players exist outside of Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant,
and them people? They're people who don't even think they're the best with their whole chest.
Like you know what I'm saying? Matt Barnes. Rick Fox.
Great life. I was watching this thing, and I got to let y'all go because I ain't going to hold you all day. I was watching this thing called Full Swing in golf. And when I tell y'all, the person who come in third won $800,000. I said, why are you mad, sir? It's almost $1 million. The person who came in 35th won $65,000. To be
mad about?
But listen, there was one golfer on there. He said, I'm not going to be no Hall of Fame. Nigga, Tiger Woods is playing. I'm not going to beat him. He said, if I come in top 10, I win.
I'm doing something. And you're not going to make me not feel like I'm not doing something. I'm doing something.
Tell me, did you make 800 bands tonight? Okay.
I'm doing something. I don't care what you say.
Hey, you know what? So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to get spiritual with all that.
Get spiritual, Corey. That's why we got you. Connect.
You know what I'm saying? I've been reading through Ecclesiastes. I've been trying to learn about wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, man, it just, out of all the planning, out of all the businesses, out of all the aspiration and goals and dreams that you have, Solomon says it's all futile.
Mm.
It's all vain, vanity. Like, we are just a glimpse in this whole time frame of things happening. So you're going to have plans. You want to reap the fruits of your labor, because mm-hmm. that's God give you. God going to give you that joy. He mm-hmm. wants you to do that. Mm-hmm. But we be worried and dealing with so many different things, and it all don't really matter.
It's all for nothing.
Everything happens the same to everybody, whether you're a good person or bad person. We all come from the same thing. We all come from the dust. We all have to, at some point, leave this world. It doesn't matter what you really do in between. So live your life to the fullest of your life, mm-hmm. and be grateful, eat and be merry with the people that you love on them, because that's your time period to do that.
Yeah.
When you're caught up with, and I don't knock nobody that has ambition to want to work hard, that does their thing. I champion, do that, become successful, get all the accolades, do all of that stuff, because that's what you intend to do with your life. But it doesn't mean that somebody is lesser because they're not.
Listen.
It don't mean that.
I was talking to my homeboy from Alabama, and he was saying some people's success story is to work the night shift at a Waffle House, have a shotgun, a pickup truck, and a double wide. And they want to watch Alabama play on Saturday morning with a six-pack. And you can't tell them that that's not life. And that man who does that, when he achieves all that, he won. Everybody don't want to be nothing more than that. He just want to chill, watch the game, and go fishing. And listen, I respect that, man.
I respect it.
And it ain't for me.
It ain't for me, but it's for him.
But it's for him.
Listen, he ain't worrying about what I'm worrying about. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Grant family, Corey and Linnell. Where can they find y'all?
There we go.
Where can they find y'all at if they want to continue following you, if they don't know about y'all yet?
Give them all your stuff, baby.
It's just one, at Linnell Grant. You know what I'm saying? At Linnell Grant. You know what I'm saying? You want to get spiffy, produce. You can find me Produced by Nell everywhere. You can find me Linnell Grant everywhere.
Or Woman Produce.
You can find me Produced by Nell everywhere. You can find me Linnell Grant everywhere.
I am Corey the Real Estate Guy. That is my handle. You can find me on all platforms like that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You can find me on all platforms. I got work to do right when we get off this call. Because I got pictures to take of a crib to list tonight.
I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for spending some time with me. I appreciate y'all, Corey and Nell. God bless y'all. For those of you watching, we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.